Good morning. And how are you? This has been one of the worst weeks I've had in 30 years, 35 years, easily. And it was interesting because about the blessed thing. We, you know, and my mom got a biopsy on Wednesday, and then I was speaking at a place on Wednesday night in Akron, next place over, Canton, Ohio, for Catholic Radio. And so my mom got the biopsy, and then I called her and she was laying on the table and she said everything's fine, and she called me when she got home, everything's fine. I go up to speak at this thing, there's 400 people there, and I was very gentle. I know none of you will believe that, but I was very, very gentle. And then I get a text from my sister, and it's 10 o'clock, Larry, call me. What is she texting me at 10 o'clock at night? So I called her and she says, Mom's back in the hospital. It isn't good. And I go, So now I'm overstressed. And so I sit there, and when I get stressed, I eat. You know, some of you will be happy, but that was the reality. So I said, I'm going to go, and I'm going to get a cup of coffee and a donut. How about that? You're not supposed to do that. Anyway, but still, I sat there, and I went and got gas, and I went and got my coffee and donut, whatever it was. And the woman sat there and asked me how I was. And I said, I'm blessed. And didn't really mean it inside, you know. But I said, I'm blessed. And she says to me, don't you know that every day is a blessed day? And it was like, yeah, yes, I do know. And then I went outside and I was just beside myself because that was the truth, that every day is a blessed day. And we got to know that. Why is every day a blessed day? Because no matter what we're going through, I can do all things with Christ who strengthens me. The second reading, huh? Paul could say that. I've been in good, I've been in bad, but you know, I can do everything because it's Christ who gives me his strength. And that's what we got to cling to, because when we do that, we'll be able to get through things. We'll be able to say, even though we don't feel it, even though we're struggling inside, even though we wonder what outcomes are going to be, we can be blessed because God is my strength. And we got to remember that, because if not, we'll just start focusing on all the other things. We got to focus on Jesus. You know, and again, last night when I tweeted, I put a picture up, and there was a picture of Jesus in the rain. And he's sitting there and he says, look at me, not at the storm. That we need to look at Jesus and not at the storms in our life. That we need to know that no matter what happens, the first reading is beautiful. Isn't the imagery beautiful in the first reading? That he himself will wipe away every tear from our eyes. That's how intimate God wants to be with us. Think about someone coming and being that close to you that they wipe your tears from your eyes. That's how intimate Jesus wants to be with you and me. Not only wants to give us his strength, but when it's overpowering to us, that it's he himself will wipe away our tears. And that needs to be that which gives us hope, huh? And so this morning, finally, we've been waiting for my mother to find out what's going on. She had an MRI. There was no tumors there by God's grace. So finally, the biopsy finally came back this morning. So she called me. And what's happening with her is her autoimmune system is attacking her liver. And so they don't know why. But the reality is that they're going to put her on steroids and that to help to get the numbers down, because your numbers are supposed to be 100 and her numbers are 1197 for the enzymes in her liver. But my mother says to me this morning, but God's going to get me through this. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Let us keep our eyes focused on Jesus, not the storms, and let us trust him that no matter what, we can do all things. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.